is 11 a.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM on your Tuesday mornings, and you are listening to Listening Queerly. Every Tuesday at this block, we take a little bit of a journey together through queer music across genres. As always, I am your host, Lauren, and so thrilled to be back with you here on the airwaves, coming to you live from the basement of Carruthers Hall on this, the first day of class for the 2024-2025 school year. This is my supposed to be my final year at Queens, and I intend to make the most of it. And if you are incoming, whatever year that may be, I wish you the absolute best in making the most of this year. And thank you so much for spending your first day tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. We're planning to have a fantastic year here at the station and do what we usually do, play you some good music, have some good conversations, and keep the spirit of the campus, the city alive. I'm just really excited to see everybody back, to be honest. This summer was lovely. It was lovely here at the station, but there is a whole different vibe on campus when everybody is back for class. And as a senior, I don't have actually any classes today. It found out. So we're going to kind of kick off this block by saying that if you're like me and you don't actually have anything to get up for today, we're still going to try and have a little bit of a wake-up call to get up and moving and get ourselves organized and set for success for the week. And if you are not a student, if you are coming back from a long weekend at work, I hope you had a wonderful one. But in case you need a little kind of energy shot to your Tuesday morning too, that is how we're going to start the top of the program this week. I've got some bands in here that are newcomers to the Listening Queerly rotation, some artists that are newcomers, but also some classic favorites. But we are going to start off with a band I've actually enjoyed for a while, but for some reason just haven't added to our rotation yet. But I think today is the perfect day to do it. So without much further ado, here on CFRC 101.9 FM, here is Teenage Halloween with Doctor.
Torturing myself. drank coffee with the raven who said empathy is painful. But if you want to eat the fruit, you gotta feel the rainfall. I drank coffee with the raven. They said, don't you go complaining. Put your feet against the pavement. Your life is yours for the making.
I've been on borrowed time since 7. Unable to breathe. A week hooked up to machines. My dad trying to teach me Tai Chi. The sun dial informs me I'm too early. For the universe is heat death. But hopefully I'm not too late to catch my breath and get my bike fixed.
I drank coffee with the raven who said empathy is painful. But if you want to eat the fruit, you gotta feel the rainfall. I drank coffee with the raven. They said, don't you go complaining. Put your feet against the pavement. Your life is yours for the making.
You looked at me through double glazing. Folded your voice to a Gnostic text. Do you get lonely sometimes? All I had left was to answer yes. Every morning I've been talking all my secrets to the trees. But lately they don't return my whispers. They ain't talking back to me.
And that was Bears and Trees with Tai Chi with my dad here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Before that, we heard from Teenage Halloween with Doctor. Teenage Halloween is a New Jersey power punk quartet, and that track, Doctor, is off their 2023 LP, Till You Return. We've got a slightly newer release for you from Bears and Trees. That is the South London indie rock quartet, if you are curious about those folks. Been really into them lately. That is off of the April 2024 LP, How to Build an Ocean Instructions. Hoping to get a little bit more of that album in rotation, as it is one of the recent, like, of this year full album releases that I have been trying to listen to from front to back. We will see how my progress goes with, like, listening to about at least one album, if not more, a week once class starts. We will see if that continues, but we are going to try our best. Thank you so much for joining me here on Listening Queerly in the first school day of the year. If you can't tell, I'm really excited to be here, but I wanted to continue on with a group that I do play a lot on this show. In fact, I played this group on my first ever Listening Queerly back in December of 2022. Okay, the math is not mathing. But the first time I did this show, I played this band, and I know that for sure. It was one of the first bands that I knew I wanted to spin on our airwaves, not because I don't think they are played on here, because everybody loves these folks, but just because I've been a fan for a long time, since high school, all that kind of thing. And I kind of forgot about this next track for a little while, and then it came up on a shuffled playlist that I was listening to, trying to go back into, like, previous months and years playlists and listen to stuff that I may not have heard in a while. And this one just, it goes on a tear, and I really love it, and it's a lot of things that I really love about this artist and this group. So we're going to have a newcomer to the rotation coming up after this, but for now, here on CFRC 101.9 FM on Listening Queerly, here is Against Me with Cliche Guevara.
To play us, well, it's easy to want to let the last
And welcome back. You just heard from Cutsleeve here on CFRC 101.9 FM with Durian Eyes. Before that, we heard from Curl with Christopher Robin, and we started off that block with Against Me and Cliche Guevara. That track is off the 2003 album As the Eternal Cowboy from the Naples punk, dare I say, legends Against Me that I gushed about before the break. Curl is, as for my... Wow, let's go for it again. Curl is, as I understand it, a relatively new-to-the-scene Hamilton rock duo. That is an August 2024 single release. Christopher Robin for you there. I was a big fan of that track because they kind of get back to some interesting post-punky kind of roots there where the mix is very instrumental. I was a big fan of that. And Cutsleeve are also newcomers to the rotation. That track, Durian Eyes, is off of the 2020 EP, The Parts We Could Not Abandon. And the whole EP is really worth a listen. I really hope to hear more from these folks soon, as I believe they have an EP and a single out right now. They are a quintet from the Toronto area, and it would just be lovely to be able to play a little bit more of them on the show because I think they've got a great sound. I think they've got some great talented vocalists in there who really have a unique sort of tone and are very pleasant to listen to, even within the rock vein. So hope you enjoyed that block there. We are going to kind of tone it down a little bit now. That was me getting you out of bed if you're on the East Coast for the morning. Shout out to the folks who are listening in an earlier time zone. I apologize for what I just did to you at 8 a.m., but I don't know. Hope you enjoyed it nevertheless. And in taking a little bit of a turn, I'm playing this artist for many reasons, but specifically because they have a show coming up this weekend in the Kingston area. We're going to talk a little bit more about that after the break, but I think for now we're just going to keep the music rocking and rolling here on CFRC 101.9 FM. So here is Ray Spoon and Northcote with Blaring.
Blaring. tell you, maybe I won't. And I'll hold it until it's through.
Well, if you wanted honesty, that's all you had to say. I never want to let you down or have you go. It's better off this way for all the dirty looks, the photographs your boyfriend took. Remember when you broke your foot from jumping out the second floor? I'm not okay. I'm not. You wear me out. What will it take to show you that it's not the life it seems? I've told you time and time again. You're singing the words but don't know what it means to be a joke and look another line without a hook. I held you close as we both shook for the last time. Take a good hard look. I'm not okay. I'm not okay. I'm not okay. You wear. Dirty looks, the photographs your boyfriend took. You say you read me like a book, but the pages all are torn and frayed. I'm not okay.
Yeah.
And you just heard the brand new single from the Halifax alt pop duo Pillow Fight here on CFRC 101.9 FM. That is More of That. Like I said, that just came out this past Friday. Before that, we heard from Wax and Cool de Pilate with their cover of I'm Not Okay, I Promise, being the, in my mind, very famous My Chemical Romance song from that Montreal singer-songwriter. And Wax is a French singer-songwriter and guitarist. Wonderful collaboration there, and I hope you agree. Just wonderful instrumentation and a great performance overall of a song that sounds completely different on the original record. We also heard from Ray Spoon and Northcote with Blaring. Ray Spoon, I said I was playing because this artist has a gig coming up in Kingston, and that is the case. Ray Spoon will be playing with Chris and Dee at Hotel Wolf Island this Sunday, September 8th. That show is at 3 p.m. and tickets look to be $20 through Eventbrite. So if you're looking to get over to the island, looking to check out some shows this weekend, your first weekend back in town, maybe that could be an option for you. That track was off of the 2019 album Mental Health, and again, it is called Blaring. I think also a very wonderful composition, really great lyrically, and the performance just kind of comes to life on that record. Those two vocalists sound amazing together, and it's been in my own rotation for about the past week. If you're just joining us here, it is 11:31 here on CFRC 101.9 FM, and you are listening to Listening Queerly. We started off with a bit more energy. We've toned it down, maybe locked into a little bit of an organizational study type of gear. Maybe we've locked it down into, and it's almost my lunch break type of gear, but we are going to kind of switch gears once again and get into some more multi-genre work, because if I don't play at least five genres in the hour, all of my magical supernatural powers get taken away from me. That was the bargain that I made. Up next, I am always thrilled to play this artist, and this collaboration is one of my favorites off of this brand new August album, mostly because I was not expecting it, and when I saw it on the track list, it was one of the first ones that I had to click before doing my full listen. So I think we are just going to keep it motoring here on CFRC 101.9 FM. It is Orville Peck and Teddy Swims with Ever You're Gone.
Track of counting days, watch the moon over the silver lake, darling. It's so tired anyway, tired till ever you're gone.
Ooh, saw you dance at the rodeo. That song that you wrote. Sometimes it's not about what you know,
not knowing if ever you're gone.
This anxious out while I'm home. Imagine all you can think all along. I tell you, time swallows the best of us whole. Thinking
since ever you're gone.
wonder if I can feel how I did. Something hangs over my head. I hope it's forgotten instead of just dead, not dead. Still ever you're gone.
This anxious
heart.
Takes off the mask that we fear, we can't live without. Love takes off the mask that we fear, we can't live without. Love takes off the mask that we fear, we can't live without. And we know we can't live within.
And you just heard from Michelle Indigiocello here on CFRC 101.9 FM with the track Love. Before that, we heard from Orville Peck and Teddy Swims with Ever You're Gone. That is off of the new August 2024 LP Stampede. Orville Peck, of course, being the Canadian-based South African alt-country artist that, if you've tuned into the show before, you know I've probably exhausted his whole discography on this program, but I'm just such a massive Orville fan that I was really excited to have more tracks off that new album to be able to play for you here on the show. Teddy Swims is a Georgia-based, as I understand it, R&B artist who is, of course, now viral, now a little bit of a megastar after doing covers for a really long time on the internet with just a fantastic voice. And I think the addition of the choir in the background of that track just absolutely makes it absolutely a standout on that album to me. And then after that, we heard from Michelle Indigiocello. That is off of the new album, No More Water, The Gospel of James Baldwin. And I have to say, this is one of those LPs that is absolutely worth a listen. If you're more so familiar with Michelle Indigiocello's like kind of inception of neo-soul kind of work, like the earlier albums, then I really think the later stuff you will still enjoy. I believe that she won a Grammy last year for the Omnicord Real Book album. This new album, however, is inspired by, and in this case, directly quoting the work of James Baldwin. Now, if you are tuned into the show and you're not quite sure who that is, James Baldwin was a writer and activist who was a huge voice for the civil rights movement and the gay liberation movements. Works you might be familiar with these days might be stuff like If Beale Street Could Talk, Go Tell It on the Mountain, Notes of a Native Son. But that particular track, Love, centers around a few quotes, but mostly the refrain comes to us from this one that is James Baldwin in The Fire Next Time. And I wanted to read this quote off to kind of start our school year off because I think it's just wonderful. It's one that stuck with me for a really long time. Love takes off the masks that we fear we cannot live without and know we cannot live within. I use the word love here, not merely in the personal sense, but as a state of being or a state of grace. Not in the infantile American sense of being made happy, but in the tough and universal sense of quest and daring and growth. Again, that is James Baldwin in The Fire Next Time, and maybe some guiding words to head into a new chapter in your life, to head into some uncertain times here in being a human being. So I hope that you are holding up, friend. I hope that you are taking care of yourself, and I hope that the music and the writing and the art are there for you to lean on when you do need it. We're going to keep it moving here with a Canadian collaboration that I had almost forgotten about, and shame on me for doing so. This is a collaboration between K Trinada and Bad Bad Not Good off of the album 99.9%, and I think we're just going to play it here, keep it rocking and rolling here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Here they are with Weight Off.
I was over at the house thinking I was done. And then Lightfoot sent me this. Okay.
West side, we are going west side. West, 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 west side. West side, we are going west side. Coming from the south on the west side. West side, we are going west side. West, 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 west side. West side, we are going west side. Coming from the south on the west side.
Some conversations be difficult. Some confrontations be spiritual. Calling in from the avenue, talking to all my brothers who get defensive and feel accused. Couldn't be me, I was more of a feminist. Wasn't beating on women, wasn't condemning it. Complicit with every homie I kick it with, thinking about how I didn't participate, but I didn't dip. Integrity means not being split at your soul. Scenes program it be so deep, let go of them old things. Screaming for revolution, but loyal to patriarchy, then none of us get free. Are you healing all of your harm or just worry about being canceled? Leading it by example, hoping that this gets sampled. And you pass it on to the homies that pass it on to the homies that pass it on to the... Coming from the South Central, I'ma take it west, west, west side. I'ma take it west, west side, hey, I'ma take a west, coming from the south and the west side, I'ma get a west, we are going west, I'ma take a west. As a rider, grew up hand on the Bible, yeah, told my dad I ain't a preacher, nah, but I wrote my own gospel, ayy, letting go of the toxic, letting go of denial, trauma was hand-me-down, healing it in the now, know that I got some faith in you, know that this generational luggage that we unpacking, compassionate as we practice, bell hooks on the daily chapters, doing the daily work, no audience out here clapping, I believe in my brothers, hope that I push a button, hope that it push you forward, hope that it push your comfort, aren't you done with the same, aren't you done with the shame, recycling all the pain, don't you know that you brave, we need you, this thing is urgent, we need you to grow the courage and practice change like an instrument. Hope this moment is medicine. West.
And you just heard from Deaf Sound here on CFRC 101.9 FM with West Side. Before that, we heard Katronata and Bad Bad Not Good with Weight Off. That is off of the new Deaf Sound album, which is entitled From South Central to the World. We played a little bit of that last time. That artist is from Southern California, and they're also a professor at SoCal, I believe, which is just super cool. Obviously, that they've got a lot going on. And I think that's a really fun track. And also, it's so funny. I was just checking the charts of what we play here at the station, and Katronata has made the charts. And I was going to take responsibility for that, and then I realized that I was playing Katronata like literally as that was released. So I love Katronata. I'm going to continue to play Katronata because there's just so many tracks that you go back and you find and you kind of forgot about and all this type of thing. Again, you are tuned in to Listening Queerly here on CFRC 101.9 FM, and I have another newcomer to the rotation for you because these folks will be releasing their debut album soon. So I wanted to play this single, and we're going to talk a little bit more about who they are. We're also going to hear from our old faithful group here on Listening Queerly, Sammy Ray and the Friends. But for now, here on CFRC 101.9 FM, it is She Bad with Black Walnut.
The other side, even when I'm sleeping tight, even when I close my eyes, even when I close my eyes,
we're living and we're gonna die.
Don't turn away.
baby, it's okay to crush. Even when I'm open wide, you can feel the rain in the sky. You can feel the rain in the sky. Baby, it's okay to cry. Don't turn away from the way that we feel. Don't shy away, it's the way that we heal. And every time I close my eyes, I hope you never see the light. Don't turn away from the way that we feel. Maybe the magic is how you perceive it. Every time I close my eyes, I hope you never see the light. Get high.
Try, 'cause if you don't really know what's going on, you gotta make it up. Try something, do something, anything, make it up. We don't really know what's going on, and then we make it up. Try something, do something, anything, make it up. There's no rule book, no handbook, making it up. Yeah, there's no rule book, there's no handbook.
And you just heard from Sammy Ray and the Friends here on CFRC 101.9 FM with No Rule Book. No Rule Book is a single release ahead of the new Sammy Ray and the Friends album that is releasing on September 20th called Something for Everybody. So excited to be able to see those folks at their upcoming, one of their upcoming shows, and really recommend that you check them out if you were a fan of what you just heard. We also heard from Shebad, which is a Guelph indie soul quintet who will be releasing their debut album The Music Is the Answer on November 1st. Those folks, I just love that track Black Walnut, and I'm definitely going to be playing it in my own rotation a lot more, and looking forward to having more of that group to play for you on our airwaves. However, that brings us to the end of Listening Queerly for yet another week. If you want to keep up with the show, we are just listeningqueerly.cfrc on Instagram, and we're back at this time slot every Tuesday at 11 a.m. with more queer music coming your way. Again, if you're back to class, back to school, wherever you may be, I wish you the absolute best. If you're back to work after the long weekend, if you're at home taking care of some things, whatever you may be doing, I wish you a wonderful autumn, and I can't wait to keep you company here on our airwaves. So that was Listening Queerly, and this is Lauren signing off for another week. I will see you next Tuesday.
Philanthropy Month. We're calling all active citizens to join in on this global Black philanthropy initiative. This special fundraising effort assists the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals for Black-serving nonprofit organizations. Tackle issues close to home, from poverty to quality education, gender equality to economic growth. Individuals and businesses can participate in this fundraiser, internationally administered by Support Black Charities. Visit global-bpi.org to learn more and spread the message. Donate today at global-bpi.org.
I'm being completely honest now, okay? Homelessness makes